All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here. This is Grimm's Uncanny Valley, and we are back with Depraved Awakening. So let's go ahead and get started. Those legs. Grim? Oh, your hands are cold. You can warm them up. You've turned into a beautiful girl, Judy. Now lay back. Oh, okay. Just like that. Those legs are so smooth. She is shivering. I bet that pussy will feel great. Kiss me, Grim. Such a lovely sight. Yes, kiss me now, please. You taste good. You taste like scotch. Ah, you'll have to get used to it. Here, get up. Did I do something wrong? No, not at all. I just have to head out soon. Work calls, kiddo. All right, Gramps. You never stop, do you? Well, kid, you just made out with Gramps. Whatever, you go do whatever it is you have to do. I'll be here. I'll see you soon. Later at Grimlord's office, whatever. I can't believe she was at Ford, so something felt wrong. I thought I'd be taking advantage of her. Would I, though? New message. From Kira, she wants to thank me for the other day and to meet at the Hawks Club next to the Rockford Spa. I already have a couple of drinks in me. Curious how she wants to thank me. 45 minutes later at the Hawks Club. Been here for 15 minutes and no sign of her. Wonder how she wanted to thank me anyway. Hey, Grim, I'm glad you could stop by. I thought you were a no-show. I just started drinking. Now, I've been here for a good hour. Follow me. I have a private room booked. A private room? Of course. I don't think I'd be allowed to thank you for the other day properly if it was public. What are you getting at? I'm getting at this. I think I'm starting to see where Christina gets it. You like those tits. Big and firm. Now follow me upstairs. I have a present for you. What kind of present? I think I can guess. Come and find out. Now close your eyes. What's going on? All right, Grim. Ready for your present? Enough games, Kira. Can I open my eyes now? Oh, you may. Wow, what is this? Here's your present, Grim. What's going on? What's going on is I have a prime cut of submissive meat. Grim, meet Natalia. She doesn't speak much English. Holy shit, I'm getting hard as a rock. He likes you, Natalia. You're gonna be a bad girl for him, aren't you? Aren't you? I think we can teach her a lesson or two. Now that's what I like to hear. Take a look at the goods. She's all yours. All mine, you say? All yours. Well, save a bit for me. That's right, Grim. You want it. You take it. Very nice pussy. Yeah, she has a fine baby-making hole. You can use the other, by the way. She won't complain. This girl is crazy. Now stop staring at her cunt and come over here. Whispers in Kira's ear. Oh, Natalia says she wants to taste you. What do you think we should do? Time to fuck this dumb slut's throat. Take all the cock down your throat. She is good. Yes, she is. Come on, tear up for me, slut. Little slut needs a breath before we really give it to her. Shut up and shove her down on my cock. Yes, that's it. Oh yeah, take it. This is insane. What am I doing? I can't stop. Fuck yeah, fuck, here it comes. I'm gonna explode all over her fucking face. Yes, make Natalia a little cum dumpster. Ah, nice, Grim. Oh god, he comes more. Oh my god, I can barely stand after that. Holy shit, that was intense. Now, I wonder if there was shit that we had to do like before. Like, I didn't know if it was. Let's try all these. I'm sorry. We did these at the wrong. So we're going to give you the whole thing. Why not? I hope you're ready to be used, Natalia. Yes, take that dick, Natalia. Oh my god, that's deep. Makes gagging noises. Holy fuck, this girl's still sucking me in as well. I told you she was yours. Now fuck her throat faster. Fuck yes. That's right, Grim. Take her. You see a slut you want, you just take her. Holy fuck. Oh, poor thing probably needs air. What's next? Let's move her to the table. Let me take her from behind. I'll make her taste my pussy while you slam her from behind. You like that cock?
Ugh!
Oh, she likes it. Yeah, keep fucking her. Use this slut. Holy fuck, Kira, you are insane. That's right, I am. Now lick me. Now that's a nasty girl. Taste me while Grim fucks you from behind. This is so wrong, but so great. Oh, yes. Little slut is probably getting tired. Now what? Let's try out this ass. You hear that, Natalia? You're gonna get your ass filled in. Do it, Grim. Fuck her ass. Yes, she is tight. Oh, fuck yes. She is a fucking slut, Grim. You should treat her like one. Yes, choke that bitch. Fucking pound her ass while you choke her. Yeah, take it, you fucking slut. Yes, take it. Take it up your ass, you nasty fucking whore. I told you she was your slut. She's a submissive piece of meat, isn't she? Oh yeah, I think you should fuck her face raw next. I'll push your stupid whore head down on that cock for you. And then of course we... Then we do this. Now the makeup's starting to run a little bit. Alright. Alright, but there's more! And there's still more! It says, come on their faces. Fuck! I'm gonna come! Cover us. Oh man, I just let Judy near this girl too. This would be Fuck! Good boy. Now we're even. I'm okay with that. Thank you. That was amazing. I know. Natalia here is a keeper. Don't worry. I see the look on your face. This is my private life. Judy never has to know about it. Oh, she will know about it. Okay, please keep it that way. I really should be off. See you. Late that night, back at the apartment. Been out for a while. She fell asleep. Hopefully she won't get worried while I was gone. Guess it's time for the couch again. On second thought. What a sight. I can't get over the fact that she's staying here. You said you didn't want to be the good girl anymore. Perhaps we can solve that problem later. She smells lovely. Time to sleep. Early morning at the apartment. That certainly beats the couch. Definitely beats the couch. All this time I've never felt this way about her, but now she lays here next to me, so peaceful in the warm morning sun. So sweet, innocent. I wish that I could just drop everything that was happening and just spend time with her. Damn, Grim, this is all too much, but I can't resist. Breathes in heavily. Perfect. She doesn't need this. Grim? What are you doing? Fuck, what am... Kiss me. She didn't mind? You still taste of scotch. Do I? I guess I'll have to get used to it. Grim, you've been so good to me this last week. If it wasn't for you, It's my pleasure, Judy. Still, I think I should pay you back somehow. It's not necessary. Yes, it is. Come here. Touch me. Oh, it's getting hot in here. Judy. Yes? You are insanely sexy. We'll go back to that. You are very beautiful. And you're very handsome. Gramps. You have to stop calling me that. Then what should I call you? What do you want her to call you? Oh. How about you decide anything but Gramps? How about Daddy? I think that works. All right then, Daddy. I think it's time I repaid your kindness. On her hand feels great. Do you like that? I do. Good. Do you want me to keep going? Yes, keep going. Phew! Judy, you are good at that. Tomorrow, maybe. Just maybe. I can convince her to give me a blowjob. Fuck, Judy, I'm gonna come. Come for me, Daddy. Ah, good God, here it comes. Breathing heavily, Judy, I don't know what to say. You don't have to say a thing. I wanted to please you. Now, how about you go and have a shower? 10 minutes later, after a brisk cold shower, Are you leaving already, Daddy? You have to trust me. I don't want to. Can't you stay? I wish I could, darling, but people need my help. Oh, I understand. Will you be back tonight? Of course, I'll see you soon. Holy shit, what just happened? Get a hold of yourself, Grim. Collect yourself. Let's get to the office. Or rather, let's just get to the office. There we go. Early morning at Grim Lord's office. Alright, have Stella coming over with Carly. Maybe I can get some more questions answered. 30 minutes later. Hello, Grim. Grim. Ladies, how is your morning? Not complaining, but have you noticed how hot it is? They're saying it's going to hit 110. Alright, I don't think we came here to discuss the weather, even if we are sweating our asses off. That I'd like to see. Anyways, Carly told me that you had more questions for me. I do, though, Carly. I would prefer to ask Stella in private. She'll be more comfortable that way. Sure thing. I should probably grab a few things anyway. Do you guys need anything while I'm out? I'm fine. Thank you, though. Alright, I'll be back soon. Sit down, Stella. This won't take long. Hope not. Tell me, how did you meet Mido? Does that really matter? Just curious. She was our neighbor. At first, when they moved in, we never saw her. That husband of hers kept a tight leash. Now and then, we would bump into her. Richard could see the pain in her eyes. He was good like that. He knew when someone needed help. We made an active effort to meet with her, especially when Sun Wu was at work. Then from there, you became friends? Richard was probably more friends with her than I, but she is a lovely girl. Always pain behind those eyes, though. How is she, anyway? Safe. Good. Now that Monster is gone, I hope things start to look up for her. Okay, another question. Tell me about her husband. Her husband, the Su Wu Young. You say he was terrible. How so? You mean other than the constant verbal abuse he shouted at her? Look, I can't speak Korean, or at least well, but it was a constant tirade. She never did anything good enough for him. Then he would make her wear skimpy outfits when his clients were around. If you're gonna entertain clients, hire some strippers. Don't force a poor girl to do it who doesn't want to. You probably let them do more with her as well. This I know, your assumptions are correct. Bastard! What else do you know about him? He had some pretty important friends, prominent bankers, politicians, business types, and some more shady individuals. Always wanted to impress him. More he impressed, more they put their money in his hedge fund. Real piece of work, that one. He also kept coming over whenever Richard was out for the past couple of weeks. I know he wanted one thing. Me. Alright, one more question. Mido said that Richard was trying to help her. How so? Just to get by in life, things like that. Be a shoulder to cry on. That type of thing. That's all? Mido seems to think it was more than that. Richard just never told her he was going to do it. I don't know what you're referring to, Grim. Stella, you're lying. Tell me what you know. I can't. I need to find out what's happening, damn it. Stella, tell me! Fine. Shortly before Richard died, he called me. He said he knew what I did with Sun Wu. He didn't seem angry, though. More relieved than anything. I had sex with that asshole. I don't know why. But not just him, his friends as well. Damn! And Richard sounded relieved. He said because of what I did, I would get back to normal. Then Mido could finally get out of that place. I wasn't sure what he meant by all that. Holy shit, those photos must have Sun Wu on them. I spent too much time looking at her than them. I get what he meant with Mido, but what did he mean to make you normal again? Try that again. I get what he meant with Mido, but what did he mean make you normal again? He must mean how I'm constantly horny. You have no idea. I just need it. I'm like a cat in heat. I think I enjoy it. Sounds familiar. At least now it makes more sense. Shit. Carly should be back soon. A few more minutes pass. Did you get what you needed? I got more than I expected. Thank you, Stella. Of course. And holy crap, it's a sauna out there. Should take these supplies to Mido. Later, Mido's hotel. Where is she? I told her to stay here. Of course. The pool. It's near here. A couple minutes later. There you are. Just couldn't resist, could you? We're not gonna complain. Impressive. She knows what she's doing. Mido, you had me worried. Oh, Mr. Grimm. I just needed to get out of that room. It's fine. Come on, let's take a seat. What is wrong? Just have a couple questions for you. Okay. Need to ask you about this Patrick guy. About? Right now I have the cops looking for him, but we don't know who he is or where he lives. Any idea? Sun-Wu mentioned a place called the Sternwood, I think. Does that sound familiar? It does. Pretty fancy building smack dab downtown. Classy spot. You never got to hear his last name, did you? No. Well, it's worth a shot. Just be careful. He should not be underestimated. Did your husband happen to have any photos? Not normal ones? Ones he tried to hide from you? If he were hiding something, he wouldn't leave them at home. You could try his office. It's at the Regent Building. The issue is that there would be a lot of security. I'll have to come up with a plan. Hey, maybe you could help. You want me to help you? Pretty girl like you, of course. Plus, you were his wife. That would certainly help. Hey, is that a smile I see? I'll let you know how I want to proceed. So, how are you holding up?
I may be stuck in that room, but somehow I feel more free than I have in a long time. Part of me feels sorry for Sun-Wu, then I remember that his deeds were only going to track him down in time.
Yeah, he had it coming. I have to say, seeing you dive there, you're quite good. Hey, I mean it. Best I can do is a belly flop.
Thank you, Mr. Grimm.
I should probably be off. Pay our friend a visit. This will all be over soon.
Careful, Mr. Grimm. Please come back.
Don't worry about it, kid. You take care.
Meanwhile, at the Free City Beach.
This should be a nice spot, you think? Works for me. Come on, let's make the best out of this day off.
You're telling me. I just need to get these silly shorts off.
Christina, a bit small, don't you think? Could be a little smaller, ha! Huh? Christina?
Some guys over there are kind of staring.
So let them stare. Don't you like it just a little bit when guys do that?
Sure, but we don't even know them. I got this big muscle man and then a guy that's built kind of like me.
Shit, Christina, one of them is coming over.
Wear a skimpy bikini, and apparently it's permission for every creep to come on over. Maybe we should go? Nonsense, he's kind of cute anyway.
Hey, girls. Sorry to bother you. Just wanted you to know that some kids have been stealing people's stuff here lately. So if you go swimming, make sure one of you stays back with your things, alright?
Oh, yeah, of course. Hey, thanks for the heads up.
No problem. You guys have fun. Have to get back to the wife and kids. Great day for teaching the little rascals how to swim.
That was not what I was expecting at all. I know, I thought he was going to say all these perverted things and make a move on us, as if that impressed us somehow. Yeah, me too, he was a perfectly regular guy. I wonder how big his dick is.
Christ, Christina! Ah, sorry, I couldn't resist.
Hey, Judy, can I ask you something?
Of course you can. Why, what is it?
Just, well, are you feeling okay? Yeah, I feel fine. Christina, that's a strange question. What's up? Okay, good, but you aren't feeling, well, off? No, not the last time I checked. Except maybe how I feel about Grimm. I've never felt this way before. I think it's getting serious. Forget I asked. Sorry, I probably made you uncomfortable there. It's okay, I think it's nice having you look out for me. It's sweet. Now, I don't know about you, but I think my butt needs some sun. I will just let you know, if I'm out here much longer, my soulless ginger body will burst into flames. Aha, next time we bring an umbrella just for you. I'd appreciate that. Later at the Sternwood.
Here we are. Time to pay our friend here a visit.
Perhaps she knows something. Hey there, I was hoping I could get some... That obvious, huh? Hold on, let's try that again. Hey there, I was hoping I could get some... That obvious, huh? As I was saying, I was hoping to get some information. Yeah, what do you need? My old pal from university lives here. We were supposed to meet up, and I can't find him. His name's Patrick. Irish guy. Bold. Likes to call people lad. Or strumpet. Yeah, I know him. Patrick O'Shaughnessy. Room 3045. Tell your friend he's an asshole, by the way. You'll like her already. Thanks, love. A few minutes later, inside Patrick O'Shaughnessy's apartment. High security, my ass. That was easy, Patrick. You need to be kinder to people. Interesting decor. Pricey. Patrick is... Oh, shit. Good, still asleep. Better be quick and quiet. Now, where to look? That's the old observatory there in the background. That's way out in Summer Hills. Looks like he has a cabin out there. Wonder who the guy on the left is. What else can we find? Should check the nightstand. Oh, he knows how to pick 'em. That is a rack. Yes, I would say so myself. What do we have in here? A few pictures. Some old receipts. Got some stuff yesterday. Flat of bottled water, peanuts, kerosene, steaks, rope, bug spray. Fuck. That bastard's been following me. If he has been following me. Oh no! Mito! I need to be more careful now. Now, darling, you just keep dreaming. My god, those tits are amazing. Is there anything else? I don't have time for this. Mito could be in trouble, especially if he followed me back to the hotel. Quick feel can't hurt. Really should get going, but just... Christ, they are huge. I have reverted to a 13-year-old boy. I could play with these all day. Huh? What the fuck? Who the fuck are you? Shit, you just screwed with the wrong girl, asshole. Ah! Sneak into my place, you prick. Get off me, woman. I'm gonna tear your eyes out. I said, get off. Ah! Stay down, lady. I don't want to hurt you. I think this is a good time to bolt. Don't you run from me, asshole. Holy shit, getting chased down the hallway from Megatits was not how I planned my day. Perfect. Elevator's here. Get back here. Ah! Ah! You enjoy your day now. Get back here, you prick! Toodaloo! Phew, that could have gone worse. Worse indeed. Oh, ma'am, sorry about that, I didn't... Hush now, dear, I think you have some apologizing to do to your lady friend there later. Kids these days, you're all getting crazier and crazier. What I wouldn't give to be 20 again. You didn't look a year over 30. Now, why would that girl be so mad at you? No idea. You take care, ma'am. Need to get to the hotel. The place in Summer Hills, the supplies, if he took her, that would be a good spot to lay low for a couple of days. especially after offing Sun Wu. 20 minutes later. Hope you're still here. That asshole was infatuated with her. God damn it. I failed her. Not yet, I haven't. Come on, let's go. Meanwhile, at an unknown location. It's actually working. You should see what I got today, Daddy. Yes, my sweet, I've heard that your little plan may be working. I'd like to think so. Now, my little cum slut, show me those tits again. Yes, are you going to make me do naughty things as usual? I am my sex-craved dirty girl. Can I suck your cock? Not today. First grind on my dick. How's this? Perfect, my little princess. Yes, my dirty girl. Can I fuck you now, please? I have something I think you would like instead. Get on the floor, slut. Ooh, stop teasing me. What is it? What is that? This is known as the bear. Let's see how much you can take. We will train that slutty ass of yours. It's so big, that bear is huge. I don't know if it'll fit. We will make sure it fits. You won't be able to walk right after a week. Excuse me. You won't be able to rock. You won't be able to walk right for a week after this bear is done with you. Just shove it in my slutty ass, please. Come on, please. You like that, my cum-craved little princess. I'm gonna make you come till you're on another planet. Yes, Daddy. Fuck. Stretch that ass. Go faster. Oh, shit. Do it. Do it. Ah, yes. You dirty, nasty fuck slut. You fucking anal whore. Fuck. Yes, Daddy. Make me Dorothy and take me to Oz. What? Yes. That even took me out. That took me out of the moment for a minute. Hold up. Okay. Hours later in the woods of Summer Hills. Been walking for nearly 2 hours. From the angle on that image, it's on this side of the observatory. I have to be close. I better be. Not many hours of sunlight left. There it is. What a creepy place. Now, should I wait around a while or get in there? No time to waste. Can't wait around. I don't see any activity anyway. Time to get closer. What a shithole. He's not been keeping the place together. Let's see what we find inside. I can taste the mold in the air. Nothing in there. Fairly large place. Let's head towards the back. Main room just up ahead. Keep your eyes peeled. The kitchen, if you want to call it that. The sound of whimpering can be heard in the next room. Psst, Mito! Mr. Grimm? Hush now, like a ghost, remember. Let me get you out of there. I do? Where is he? I haven't seen him. Mito, I don't know. Right now, my concern is you. But I think he went outside a few minutes ago. I heard a door slam. Well, that gives me time to deal with this cage. He took the keys, though. You see, kid, I don't need keys. This lock is nothing. Almost done. A bit tougher than I thought, but you hang tight. Oh, excuse me. Wrong voice, guys. Almost done. A bit tougher than I thought, but you hang tight. There, come on. Thank you. Please, can we get out of here? Yeah, let's not waste any more time. Come on. Quickly now. We want to get out of the woods before nightfall. Okay, when we get out of the cabin, I want you to head straight for the woods, okay? Yes. About an hour to the east is a small lake. My car is near that. Let's go. About 45 minutes later in the woods. She may not need a break, but I sure as hell do. Ugh, it's hard to move in this outfit. It's so tight. Here, take my shirt. Go on, it's okay. I think I'll manage. Okay, can you turn around? Almost done. You can turn around now. Oh, it's a little big. Wow, does she even realize I can see everything? Well, it is. Fuck. Mr. Grimm! My shirt! Fuck. Mido, run! Thunk.
whistles.
Come here, little strumpet. Your friend can't help you now.
Breathing heavily.
These are my woods, you slut. You can't get away. I was going to be nice to you, maybe share you around. You'd like that, wouldn't you? Oh, no!
Slash.
Oh, where is my little slutty strumpet gone?
The faint sound of water lapping on the shoreline steadily softens as the dreary mood of the woods closes in from all sides.
I know you're out there. You couldn't have gotten far. Maybe if you come out now, I won't kill you. Never mind, bitch. I'm going to slit that pretty little throat from ear to ear. You hear me, Patrick? Here is going to have some fun with... Excuse me. You hear me? Patrick here is going to have some fun with you.
You can't hide in there all night, Lassie. Your friend isn't coming to save you. I stuck that prick like a wild boar.
Have to get up, Grim. Get up. The bastard is going to pay. I'm coming. Just hold on.
I'm starting to lose my patience, you little bitch.
Stay away from her, you bastard.
You shithole. I killed you.
Next time, check the kill. Crack.
My crossbow, motherfucker.
Crunch. Oh, shit.
Ah! Now you pay.
Ah, god damn it.
Feel that pain, lad. No god, only despair for you today.
After I'm done with Mido, I'm going to pay your little Judy a visit.
Never. This ends now. Crunch. You will never hurt anyone again.
Mr. Grimm, please, Mr. Grimm.
I must be dreaming.
Come on, you said your car wasn't far. I can drive. Here, let me help you.
Let's get out of here, kid. After driving for about 30 minutes. Mido, I saw an old motel down this way. Stop there.
But we need to get you to a hospital.
Too many questions, kid. Just pull in there.
I'll go and get a room.
Few minutes later.
Here. It's probably dirtier than the last place.
It'll do. Ugh, need to sit down. Okay, listen, Mido, I need you to do something for me. See that kit there?
Yes.
Inside are some pliers, thread, needle, and some bandages. I need you to pull this bolt out after you have pulled the fletching out with the plier off with the pliers.
I will. Okay, done. The fletching is gone.
Okay, please make it quick and get that vodka ready to pour over all over the wound.
Will you be okay, Mr. Grimm?
I think I'm in good hands. Now do it!
Jesus H. Christ! Damn! Now the vodka! So this? Yes, quickly pour it over the wound!
Shit, this is gonna be painful.
Here. Ah, shit! Mr. Grimm, are you okay?
An hour later. Mido?
Oh, well, I think something's going to happen with Mido on the next one.
It's a good time to stop. We've already had a... Well, I think we've defeated Patrick. I don't think he's going to hurt anyone ever again. So, what's next? I don't know. Things are getting really interesting and really steamy. on Depraved Awakening, and we'll see you next time for more.